Hi, John Mackey here from Master Credit Solutions and Give Me Credit Media. This is your news for Monday, March 16th, 2015. There was an article written on March 14th, 2015 by Shereza, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Shereza Noll, N-G-O, and it is in the website called CheatSheet.com, and she absolutely hits it right on the head. I love it. Does this scenario sound familiar? You can't afford to keep up with the bill, so you stop paying. Your lender calls several times about a delinquency, but you ignore them. Your debt is eventually charged off. A few years go by, and you've forgotten all about the debt. Suddenly, you start receiving blocked phone calls and mysterious letters. You feel uneasy and suspect someone is keeping tabs on you. Brace yourself. A zombie debt apocalypse is drawing near. Chances are a collector is trying to resurrect your old debt from the grave. Some collectors are so intent on collecting that they'll buy your old account from the original lender and attempt to start the collection process all over again. Debt collectors are in hot pursuit of more than 35% of Americans who have unpaid debts, according to an Urban Institute study. Total U.S. household debt is close to $12 trillion, with a T. So it's no surprise that many of these debts go uncollected. What you might not know is that in some cases, you may not have to pay these debts. However, some collectors will try to trick you into paying a debt that's so old, it's not only dropped off your credit report, but you're not liable anymore. Even if it's still on your credit report, you still may not be liable. If you take the following steps, you will be able to send this zombie debt back to its underworld. Number one, find out whether you're required to pay the debt. You are not legally obligated to pay a debt once it reaches the statute of limitations. This is the amount of time a debt collector or lender has to sue you for payment. These types of debts are called time barred. That doesn't mean your debt is canceled. It just means legal action can't be taken to recover the debt. Don't get too excited. This doesn't apply to federal student loans because they have no collection limit. You can be sued at any time. The statute of limitations depends on your state of residence and the type of debt owed, but it could be anywhere from 2 to 15 years. Most are at 6 years, but for example, Texas is at 3 years. Number two, don't automatically claim ownership. Telling a debt collector you're responsible for the account will reset the statute of limitations. Now, this is if you do it in a letter form. Your best bet is to decline a discussion about the debt until you gather more information. In fact, at this time, what you would want to do is send off a letter to the debt collector, requiring them to send a done letter back to you to include the date of last activity. That is what sets the clock starting, for the date of last activity is typically the last date you made a payment. Number three, reject a payment plan. Agreeing to make a payment on a time-barred debt is known as re-aging. This will also restart the clock and make you vulnerable to a lawsuit. Even if you make a payment that's not part of a payment plan, it will have the same result. So if they tell you to send $1, do not do it. Do not do a thing. Hang up on them. Debt collectors sometimes ask their debtors to make good faith payments of a small amount, just as I said, such as $10 or $20. Do not do it. But the consumer has just unknowingly restarted the clock and could possibly be sued for the remainder of the debt. Number four, don't sign anything. You might get a letter from a collection agency requesting that you check a box, telling them if you want to pay now, later, or if you cannot pay. Now, this is a sneaky tactic to get you to confirm an old account and restart the statute of limitations. As I said before, under item three, demand a dunning letter. Number five, order your credit report. You can order this through annualcreditreport.com, and it will list your date of last activity. Your report lists the most recent activity on your accounts. If you ever sued by a debt collector who says the account is still active, you can use your credit report to verify the statute of limitations on the debt has expired. You can only do this by knowing what your statute of limitations is in your state, and it varies by state. You can get this information at www.mastercreditsolutions.com. This next bit of information comes from John Alzheimer, one of the credit authorities and gurus, and one of the most respected men in this industry. And it's something I've been preaching for years, and people simply don't get it. This is on the item, or under the term, unverifiable. One of the greatest myths of credit reports is that you can only get errors removed. That simply isn't true. The FCRA, or the Fair Credit Reporting Act, which is the federal statute that defines the rules of credit reporting, requires that bureaus verify items with the original source if they are disputed. That means a complete, accurate collection or repossession or any other negative item will be removed from your credit reports if the credit bureaus are unable to verify its accuracy with the reporting source. If this is a debt collector, the reporting method is enhanced. There are more items that they have to supply. If they do not have the proof, such as ownership of the debt, who the debt is to, how much the debt is for, and to provide original copies of the contract, it must be removed according to law. Consumers are to receive $2.9 million due to unwanted phone bill fees. The Federal Trade Commission is mailing a second round of over 58,000 checks, totaling more than $2.9 million to consumers and businesses who were victimized by a massive fraud operation that placed unwanted charges on their telephone bills. In 2010, the FTC stopped the scam, which was led by Inc. 21, an internet services company. Inc. 21 had third-party billing aggregators place charges on phone bills. In most cases, the victims were either never contacted by the company or deceived about what they were contacted or denied the services for which they were billed. The FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, received more than 2.5 million consumer complaints in 2014, according to its newly released Consumer Sentinel Network Data Book. The annual report provides national and state-by-state data on consumer complaints received by the FTC. The total number of complaints, excluding Do Not Call, reflected a nearly 19% increase from 2013. Thank you for listening. This is John Mackey, Master Credit Solutions and Give Me Credit Media. That was the news.